We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio, and it's time for quarter number four. And this quarter is being brought to you by Labatt Blue Citra, a bright hop aroma and a crisp, clean finish. Labatt Blue Citra, trust me, I had one last Friday. Check it out.
You don't have enough of them. It's getting warmer out. I think you need to have at least one a day.
We went out last Friday night, met some friends, and there it was. Labatt Blue Citra. I'll take one. Hey, don't forget, you can get all of our content from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com on our website. You can also download our app, Keystone Sports, from the App Store on your phone. And we're now on Spotify. Just look us up, Keystone Sports. Get all of our content from the Keystone Sports Network. And one quick reminder about next week, the Greg Pickle and Dustin Hawkinsmith Keystone Kickoff Show will not air due to the Memorial Day holiday, but we will have a show for you. But those guys will be back the following week as normal. Okay, quarter number four, we're going to talk about a guy who left Penn State and a guy who might likely not go to Penn State. But that's what we're going to talk about because that's what Penn State fans are talking about. First of all, let's give it – we talked about Tommy Stevens making his choice going to Mississippi State. Bob and I talked about it in quarter number one. You weren't around. Let's get your take, Ross.
Yeah, so I guess what I would just say is he left Penn State because Franklin would not guarantee that he'd be the starting quarterback, even though I think most people thought he'd be the starting quarterback. It seems like his dad and Tommy wanted a guarantee of that. I don't know how you do that if you're James Franklin, when the guy couldn't practice in the spring and has been had a chronic foot issue and been hurt multiple times. I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you give him the job. Just hand it to him.
Right.
Especially when Clifford did as well as he did. That said, I haven't talked to anybody yet that doesn't think Tommy Stevens was going to start the opener for Penn State. Because fifth year, did everything they asked for him, came back from injuries, didn't transfer. He was going to start the opener. Now, if he didn't play great, I don't think that they would have had a long leash. I think they would have been willing to put Clifford in if Tommy struggled. But it was going to be his job to lose. There is no way that Joe Moorhead guaranteed him the starting job.
No,
I cannot. And if he did, Moorhead is something.
Yeah.
Because they have a kid, I don't even know how to say his first name. I think it's Kayton Thompson. Been there a couple years. Got playing time at times a couple years when Nick Fitzgerald was hurt and did well. And was like a five-star quarterback out of Louisiana. They've got other kids. Jalen Maiden was there. They've got that Schrader kid there that Penn State wanted. They got all these guys there. You think about it from a Mississippi State, from a locker room perspective, Moorhead can't just give the job to Tommy. There is no way. These guys have been there for years. They were there every day of winter conditioning, every day last year, every day of spring ball. And I know Tommy knows the offense, but there are different iterations wherever you go. He has no rapport with the receivers. He's never taken a snap from the center. Yeah, I know they shotgun it. We know that they shotgun it. But still, I'm at a total loss. I hope this doesn't happen. I think there's a very real chance that Tommy doesn't play at all at Mississippi State. And a really good chance that he doesn't start the opener. I'm really surprised that this was his decision because he left Penn State because he wanted a guaranteed starting job. He definitely did not get that at Mississippi State.
Right.
He has objectively a better chance to start the opener for Penn State than Mississippi State. Why would you do this? Why would you leave when you objectively have a better chance to start for Penn State than Mississippi State? He was going to start for Penn State. Bob, it makes me feel like There must be other stuff that happened behind the scenes that we're not aware of. The dad says all the right things when he's talking to the media. Franklin says the right things. I guess I'm just wondering what happened here, because Tommy Stevens should still be at Penn State. This should be his year. He should be starting the opener. And I just don't think this is going to go very well. I hope it goes great for him. I don't wish ill will on anybody. Why would I? I don't care. He's a 22-year-old kid. I hope he plays great. I hope he goes first round, blah, blah, blah. But I think he's got a better chance at Penn State of that happening than Mississippi State.
I mean, and I said that pretty much the same thing in the first quarter. If you're gonna make the decision to transfer and you had those four choices, the last place I would have went would have been Mississippi State if I wanted to play in terms of right away. Because I don't think he would have – I don't think he can climb the mountain. I think he could have played at Miami of Ohio. I think he could have played at Illinois. I don't know about Kentucky, but I would probably pick one of those two if I wanted to guarantee that I would play over Mississippi State. I don't see how he climbs over those three guys unless they all get hurt.
Or go to like an FCS school like Flacco did or Pat Devlin. Pat Devlin, go there and have a great year.
Yeah.
It's pretty clear that they don't hold it against you all of that much. You know what I mean? It's pretty clear that they don't hold it against you all that much when you are a quarterback that was at the FBS and then you go down to FCS, right?
No.
Plenty of guys have done it and it works out well for them.
All right, we're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. All right, let's pivot from Tommy Stevens to Julian Fleming, 6'2", 200-pound, five-star recruit from Southern Columbia High School. He's a wide receiver. He's going to make his announcement on May 31st in alphabetical order. His five finalists are Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, Ohio State, and Penn State. Ohio State's come in as a big candidate, say, in the last month or so after it looked like Penn State. And if you look at the 247 crystal ball right now, it's 60-40 in favor of Ohio State for the calls of where he goes to school. It's not looking good for Penn State, is it, gentlemen? It just doesn't it feel like it's just they've kind of lost? Does it feel that way to you? Like,
yeah, and the things I would say about that are it's May and there's a lot of time until December.
Right.
Like, I mean, he's a high school junior. Maybe he gets back together with his girlfriend. I mean, this is not really where I saw my career going when I went to Princeton, talking on the radio on a podcast about a high school kid's girlfriend. Not really kind of what my parents had in mind, I think, when they paid for me to go there. But here we are. It's a factor. You know, like, if he got back together with his girlfriend, I don't think he's going to Ohio State. So, and I'll leave it at that. I mean, it's a factor. I also, you know, who knows, right? I mean, a lot of kids from Southern Columbia go to Penn State.
Right.
Maybe that's a turnoff for him. Maybe he wants to do something different and unique that kids from where he's from don't do. I know that when I was being recruited, I distinctly remember this. Several of my buddies were going to Bucknell. And Bucknell really wanted me. And that was like a turnoff for me.
Interesting.
I just thought people can go to Bucknell. Like, the chance to go to Harvard or Princeton, you know what I mean? Like, my buddies aren't able to do that. You know what I mean? So that was like – so I can see that part of it. You know what I've been thinking about too? You know how Franklin said after they lost to him that Penn State's a great program, but Ohio State's an elite program?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're Ohio State – aren't you using that against him?
That's a good
every
point.
Every time you talk to a recruit,
hit the play
that
button.
They both want. Where do you want to go? Well, it's between here and Penn State. Oh, let's see what their coach thinks about that. And hits play. Like I feel like I don't know what he was trying to get at there. I
think he was frustrated after the loss.
I think he was frustrated and fired up.
Yeah.
But I think that might backfire on him. Plus, I mean, Ohio State just had receivers go in the second and third round. Penn State, how many receivers have been drafted from Penn State in the last 10 years?
So that was going to be my point of question for you. Ohio State's had seven wide receivers drafted in the last 4 years.
Penn State had what?
One.
Deshaun Hamilton.
Godwin and Hamilton.
Oh, so two. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, Hamilton. They've had two. And Penn State's on its third wide receiver coach in as many years at the position that he plays.
Well, and let's not forget this, too. The guy who's recruiting him for Ohio State, Brian Hartline.
Yeah.
He's the receiver coach.
Right.
And he recruits Eastern PA. So he's the area coach and he's the position coach. And I mean, when did Brian Hartline get out of the NFL? Like 3 years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't long ago. So Fleming might even remember Hartline as an NFL player. At a minimum, you got to think Hartline's telling all the stories mm-hmm. about when he played with Jarvis Landry with the Dolphins and, you know, and this coverage. And I just don't know. I think that would be very intriguing for a high school wide receiver if your coach played 8 to 10 years in the NFL and it was recent and he's telling you what it was like to go against Patrick Peterson. When I was going against this guy, I did this. And when I was teammates with this guy, whereas, you know, Penn State's had three different receiver coaches. Gaddis, it was Gaddis. Then it was Corley.
Yeah.
Now it's
Jared Parker.
How do you get a real good bond or relationship with the guy if they keep switching that much?
Ross, we'll cover this after the decision.
Sure, we will.
But 5-star wideout from Pennsylvania. Obviously, everyone knows the recruiting ranking. Ross, how many receivers have you seen coming out of Pennsylvania as talented as this kid in your memory bank? Has there been one that's close to him? This is obviously a 5-star kid.
No, not that I've watched.
Can you remember a guy like the guy that went to Alabama from Monaco?
Robert Foster.
Is he more talented than him?
I think he's faster than Julian, but not overall as good of a player.
So this is every bit of an earned 5-star that. If he doesn't go to Penn State, it's going to be
he's unbelievable.
He's an unbelievable football player.
How would you compare him to Justin Shorter?
I would say not as big, probably not as fast, but just better,
just more versatile,
just like a more of a baller. Like Justin Shorter, like in the state championship game. Fleming's chasing down these kids, popping the ball out, catching it in the air. He's just – Shorter doesn't make – then I didn't see on his video making plays like that. I mean, I think Fleming could be an unbelievable safety. I personally think just looking at his body right now, he projects to like being an all-pro like outside linebacker. The way the NFL is going, he's already like 210, 215 pounds.
Yep.
So anyway – that would be a big loss, and we'll talk about it if it happens.
All right, that'll do it for our show from the Labatt Studio. For everybody at the Keystone Sports Network, thanks for joining us, and have a good weekend.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.